This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a Second Opinion. Caring for people at the end of life is fraught with ethical dilemmas. For example, there is a duty for the doctor to respect a patient's medical wishes, but that can conflict with another duty of the doctor to do no harm. One difficult ethical challenge is when doctors in training are required to provide aggressive, futile care at the end of life. 70% of doctors in training report at some time acting against their moral conscience in providing care that they know will be useless. Futile care are treatments that are highly likely to fail and thus provide the person no benefit but potential real harm. A common example is providing CPR to an 88-year-old man dying of colon cancer, or putting a breathing tube into a woman with a life expectancy of only a few days due to severe brain cancer. Futile care can result in horrible consequences for the patient and the family. But a new study suggests there are also long-term consequences on the doctor in training. Dr. Elizabeth Zeng's team at the University of California, San Francisco, studied medical residents at three academic centers.
Sometimes there may be conflicts between what the doctor thinks would be best for the patient and what the family or the patient requests.
These differences result in a large amount of moral distress, such as when doctors perceive they were forced to engage in torturing patients as they approach the end of their life.
They feel that they're creating additional suffering and doing things that they don't feel is ethically correct. So they describe it as torturing. You know, that's actually one of the themes that came up quite a lot.
Being forced to confront these ethical challenges in a prescribed manner exacted a price for the junior doctors that was long-lasting. Trainees forced to provide futile care reported feeling powerless, numb, and cynical. These are some of the very same feelings that lead to high rates of burnout and depression.
Younger doctors, they went into medicine for a purpose to try to help people and to make people feel better. And when they're doing things that they don't think are helping people, but not only that, but are actually harming people, that can, I think, cause quite a lot of existential distress. So I think that this has implications for burnout. You know, they're questioning why they went into medicine.
So what can be done? Zeng identifies several strategies that can help junior doctors cope with moral distress, including mindfulness training and discussions. But the bigger question is, how can we avoid delivering care that is futile, useless care that inflicts harm? This will require more discussions focused on patients' wishes at the end of their life, but also it will involve discussions with doctors about what interventions should even be offered to people who have no chance of benefit. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a Second Opinion.